is the research I have worked on for the last year as an undergraduate research assistant in John Feller's lab. We looked at LR34. Leaf rust is one of the most common rust diseases, and it can cause significant yield losses of 5 to 15% yearly in susceptible wheat varieties. LR34 by itself produces a durable, non-race-specific resistance in adult plants to leaf rust that has not been overcome in decades. This rarely occurs as most resistance genes are race-specific and short-lived when a new race becomes a predominant threat. This one trait makes it a very valuable tool when breeding for resistant wheat varieties. In late 2009, LR34 was cloned, so now scientists will be able to genetically screen for the presence of LR34. During this process, they discovered that there are three alleles for LR34. Markers have been designed based on an insertion deletion in exon 11, and we use the two markers CSSFR1 and CSSFR5. Strong evidence exists that LR34 enhances resistance of other leaf rust resistance genes, and this can also be seen in seedlings. Now that LR34 has been cloned, we can test this genetically. To start off, we made a parental cross between Thatcher LR16 and Thatcher LR1634. We used 95 F2-derived F6 recombinant inbred lines. To get these, we used single seed descent from the F2 stage to get to the F6 lines. We then tested two plants at the 2 to 3 leaf seedling stage and adults at emergence of the spike from the boot. We inoculated these plants with race 1 of Puccinia tritifina and placed them overnight in a mist chamber with 100% humidity and a temperature of 18 degrees Celsius. LR34 is easier to identify in adult stage because it is adult plant resistance. However, because LR16 is present, the plants were also scored at the seedling stage based on their phenotype. Once the plants reached the adult stage, we then isolated DNA from the plants using the C-Tab extraction method. Using this DNA, we then ran PCR using primers for the CSSFR1 and CSSFR5 markers. The CSSFR5 marker is a multiplex that is used to verify that the PCR reaction worked and that there are no false positives or false negatives. This picture shows an example of the phenotypes we used to score the plants. The first leaf shows the LR16 parent, and as you can see, it has larger pustules with yellow halos around it. For the LR1634 parent, you can see that the pustules are much more constricted. The next four leaves are from various F6 LR16 lines. As you can see, the pustules are much larger and resemble that of the LR16 parent. For the final four, they are from the F6 LR1634 lines, and you can see that they once again show the more constricted pustules. And this was the basis we used to score the entire population. This slide is a gel I ran using the CSSFR1 and CSSFR5 markers. The top is for the CSSFR1, which is a dominant marker. This means that if a band was present, that LR34 was present. And if there isn't a band, LR34 was not present, and it was just an LR16 line. The bottom shows the CSSFR5 marker, which is a co-dominant marker and a multiplex marker. In this case, there are two different lines, or two different bands we were looking at. One is an 850 band, and one is a 625 band. The 850 band is the top one, and the 625 is the bottom one. And the 850 band indicated the presence of LR34. In some cases, both the 850 and the 625 band were present. Other times, it was just the 850. Either way, it was scored as LR1634. If only the 625 band or the bottom band was present, we scored it as LR16. So this is the results from the scoring from the seedling stage, clear up through the markers, of just a few of the lines. At the top, we have the basis we used to score everything. So you can see with the LR1634, we used a couple different things in the adult stage. We used the indication of LR34 symptoms, which is the constricted pustule size. And when the LR34 is present, there is also leaf tip necrosis. So a positive on either one means that those were present. And then with the bands, like I said, with the CSS-FR5, both bands were present, and with the CSS-FR1, only one band was present. And with LR16, you didn't see the leaf tip necrosis or the constricted pustules, only the one band on the CSS-FR5 and no band on the CSS-FR1. So with the 907 and the 909 lines, at the seedling stage, we scored them both as 16 and 34. Once they reached the adult stage, they both showed the constricted pustules and leaf tip necrosis, so we scored them positive on both. They also showed both the 625 and 850 bands with the CSS-FR5 marker, and with the CSS-FR1, they did have a band present. Because these matched up all the way across, they were scored as 1634. With the 944 and 9123 lines at the seedling stage, scored them as 16. At the adult stage, they didn't show the leaf tip necrosis or the constricted pustules, so they get a negative. With the CSS-FR5, you only saw the bottom band, the 625, and there was no band present with the CSS-FR1. Because these match up all the way across again, we score them as LR16. The 926 line showed a little bit of difference. At the seedling stage, seven of them showed the LR1634, and three showed the LR16. Because the LR34 gene is dominant, though, we took the plants showing the LR1634 and carried them on to the adult stage. And when we scored them there, they showed the constricted pustules and the leaf tip necrosis. When we ran the markers, they also had both bands for the CSS-FR5 and the band present for the CSS-FR1. However, due to the results we saw at the seedling stage, we decided this population was segregating. We carried these procedures on to the rest of the population, and we ended up with 40 lines that were LR1634, 34 lines that were LR16, 11 lines that were segregating, and 10 lines that just showed discrepancies that didn't really match up to anything. And then we had a total of 95 lines that we scored. The segregating and lines with discrepancies, we are currently regrowing and are going to retest just to verify the results and see if they will match up with the LR16 or LR1634. Overall, though, the symptoms we saw in the seedling and adult stages matched the markers 74 out of 95 times. These are not perfect results. However, it is still enough to provide strong evidence that the presence of LR34 can be verified genotypically by scoring at the seedling level. This in itself can save a lot of time when trying to move LR34 into a population because you do not have to wait until they get to the adult stage. Like I said, though, just to verify our results, the lines that were segregating and show discrepancies, we are going to retest. Are there any questions? Do you have one? Okay. Put them in, we have these special, basically a pressurized sprayer, put them on a cart and just spray them down, put them in the mist chamber overnight so they have like the perfect conditions. It's nice and warm, nice and wet, perfect conditions for the fungus to grow. And then put them back in the greenhouse after they've been in the mist chambers overnight. I didn't actually say, it was about 9 days. Any other questions? All right, thank you.